All right, should I pay this off? Everybody's going insane here. Linda, you watching all this?
I don't know what you're talking about. There's nothing going on.
No, there's nothing going on. We bombed Syria. And anyway, so New York today had a big hearing. Stormy Daniels was in there. Stormy Daniels' attorney was in there. And I guess that Michael Cohen had to list the people that were that he's done some work with or whatever. I don't know what the full thing was that actually went on there. So I've known Michael a long, long time. And let me be very clear to the media. Michael never represented me in any matter. I never retained him in the traditional sense as retaining a lawyer. I never received an invoice from Michael. I never paid legal fees to Michael. But I have occasionally had brief discussions with him about legal questions about which I wanted his input and perspective. And I assume that those conversations were attorney-client confidential. And the other thing I will need to point out to the media that is apparently going insane over this, not one of any issue I ever dealt with Michael Cohen on ever involved a matter between me and any third party. Now, I have 8 attorneys that I use for varying things in my life. And in this particular case, you know, I like to have people that I can run questions by. And Michael very generously would give me his time. And we'd always say, okay, attorney client. Yeah, good. Okay, good. And I'd ask him a legal question. And that's it. And I don't think that, you know, I don't think that that is that complicated. How did this blow up to be such a big deal? I never had any case with him that involved any third party, none whatsoever. Why do you think the media is going insane with this?
I mean, let's think about it this way too, Sean. I mean, how many attorneys do we have on the show?
Oh my God.
I mean, expert upon expert. We bring people on the show that are experts in their field, whether it's someone like Alan Dershowitz, someone like David Schoen, people who have represented the ACLU, civil liberties, whether we're talking about people who are on our side of the field, you know, and they want to defend certain things that are happening for the GOP, whatever it is, we have varying experts on the show. And that's just the way that it is. If you have a question before you go on the air and you want to say, hey, is this the right way to say this? Or what's the legalese for this? There's nothing wrong with that. And for them to make it seem as if it's something that it's not just shows their desperation to just pull the narrative away from the good things that are happening.
No, we definitely had attorney-client privilege because I asked him for that. And, you know, but he never sent me a bill or an invoice or did I actually
right,
you know,
but they want to make it seem like it's something nefarious. There's nothing nefarious. People retain attorneys all the time for all sorts of things, whether it's a simple question, whether it's to find out their expertise on something, whether it's to find out their advice on something.
Hey, we definitely would say attorney client when I would ask him something in a legal frame. But I never used it was never used Michael in any case that involved any matter between me and a third party ever.
Right. It's you and Michael.
You know
it's
what
two
it
people.
Is?
I tell you why
they're going nuts. Because they're assuming because I guess he did some type of work for some Republican guy, so he's figuring, oh, he must have did a big settlement case for Hannity. That's not what happened ever.
It's pretty upsetting.
Involved with any matter between me and any third party. That was no. Like, for example, I have all sorts of lawyers, some of which people would know their names. I just think it's hilarious that, you know, I have 15 million messages flying in and emails flying in even as we speak.
Oh, I know. I have them, too.
But by the way, I think that it just shows that Michael was doing his due diligence and being totally thorough about anybody that he might have had attorney-client privilege with. But I mean, in terms of anything of any significance, none. Zero. I mean, what else can you say except that, okay, I never gave him a retainer, never received an invoice, never paid any fees. You know, I might have handed him $10. I definitely want you attorney-client privilege on this, something like that. I requested that privilege with him when I would ask him, well, this just came up. What do you think about this or what do you think about that? I assumed, and obviously he assumed, and he kept his word that they were confidential and attorney-client. But I never had any matter with him between me and any third party. How is it possible that NBC and ABC goes absolutely and MSNBC and CNN goes absolutely off the rails over a simple thing like that?
It's really unfortunate. They are just trying to drive this Comey Mueller narrative as far as they can take it, and they'll take anybody down that they can with it. It doesn't. The truth is irrelevant anymore. Attorney-client privilege, irrelevant. None of it matters anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
Very sad.
I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. The world we live in. You know what it is? They're always hoping for the worst, and when it relates to any conservative. I'm just always hoping for the worst. They don't want.
Yeah, but not for nothing, Sean. In this particular situation, there's nothing there. You know, you ask the guy for advice, or you ask the guy for his opinion, and you want his legal expertise, and that's it.
Here's a question for you. You know me, and how many attorneys that you know of that I have? I have contract attorneys. I have all sorts of attorneys.
Tons of attorneys, and we use them on a regular basis for your personal, for your business, for on-air, for TV, for radio. It is infuriating to watch this.
No, it really is. All right, I appreciate it. 800-941-SHAWN is our toll-free telephone number if you want to be a part of our program.